Ekološki magazin Radio Kotora.
Eko kutak.
Zeleni pozdrav slušalcima Radio Kotora. Pred vama je specijalno izdanje Eko kutka koje se ovog puta bavi nedavno održanim skupom nacionalnih koordinatora programa Mladi Eko reporteri.
Od uvijek je svega bilo, ali se sve brzo mijenja.
Našoj sredini u kojoj živimo, sada smo postali prijetnja.
Eko kutak.
U gradu Guimarães na sjeveru Portugala od 16. do 18. februara 2017. godine održan je godišnji skup međunarodnih koordinatora programa Mladi Eko reporteri. Skup je pozdravio gradonačelnik Guimarães-a Domingos Braganca, a nakon njega su uslijedile pozdravne riječi Borisa Šušmaka, člana borda direktora Fundacije za ekološku edukaciju, i Leslie Jones, predsjednice ove fundacije.
Thank you for coming. That many of you travel so long distances. We have really the presence of countries from Mongolia and all over the world, from the States, so Brazil, so we are not really all European, but we are from all over the world. Remind us all just how important our work is and how eager we are to develop further our WIRE program and development, especially in connection to our other fee programs, Eco Schools, Blue Flag, Green Key, and LEAP, Learning About Forests.
YRE now operates in 34 countries with over 250,000 students involved. It's incredibly exciting, the growth over the last couple of years, and it's down to all of you that we're starting to see these exciting developments, so thank you. I would also like to thank our hosts, Abay, and the municipality for organising everything so perfectly. Abayi have been a member of FEE for 26 years, playing an important role in the development of the whole organisation of FEE over that time. And Hussein, in particular, I know you have played an incredibly important part over many years. And now successfully leading the way in the development of the YRE programme as well, through the team here. It is a privilege for me to be here as the very new president of FEE. It was an honour to be elected as the first female president of FEE at the General Assembly. From the moment I joined the FEE family, I knew it was a very special thing to be part of. I personally have come on an incredible journey to get to this point. I often think about the journey that FEE has travelled to, where we are today. An idea shared amongst a few people has grown over the years into a highly significant global organisation, with the capacity through our programmes to influence millions of people across the world to think and to behave differently. This is not just about growth, although of course that is important, but about the recognition for our work from partners including UNEP, UNESCO, United Nations World Tourist Organization, and of course increasingly the international corporate sector. An important agreement made at the FEE General Assembly last September was to strengthen our alignment with the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals approved in September 2015. There is real potential for YRE to take a lead for FEE in our Education for Sustainable Development approach, focusing on economic, social, and cultural as well as environmental issues. This will provide a wider range of opportunities for involvement and learning for our young reporters, considering important issues such as poverty, human rights, good health, peace and justice. But it's a lot for us to think about. It's quite a significant step change. And part of what we'll be doing over the next couple of days is sharing our ideas, our challenges and the opportunities. I'm really looking forward to the next few days. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to work together with common goals and programmes, but also to recognise our diversity and to think about that as we plan and develop for the future.
ime domaćina obratio se predsjednik organizacije ABAI, portugalske članice Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju, José Archer, i Augusto Serrano, predstavnik Ministarstva za zaštitu životne sredine.
Within few programs, the young reporters is very special. For me, it's a very special program. It's special because it takes care of local problems, thinking global, and evolve and motivate the young to analyze, to reflect, to learn, to act, and to participate in the solution. And through that process, exercises in citizenship, diaries, are able to influence and change people's minds and attitude individually and collectively. Guimarães, as a word, was the birth of a nation that spread to five continents. Today, we have those five continents here present and well represented in the earth of Guimarães for this pioneering document. And in an era of globalization, when everything is at the distance of a click, is more and more important to meet and face each other and change experience and emotions. In fee is what we do, and in a norm is what happens. People travel, people meet, people debate, people experiment, share, and at the end, as fun.
Firstly, I would like to thank you, Vai, on behalf of the President of the Portuguese Environmental Agency, the opportunity to be present at the opening ceremony of Young Reporters for the Environment National Operatives Meeting 2017. The agency fully supports the projects of Association Abai from its beginning and highly acknowledges its importance towards formation, education and environmental communication. We also support other projects and programs from Abai, namely the Eco Schools, Eco21 for the municipalities and Blue Flag. Let me to point out the importance of creating awareness towards environmental sustainability behaviors, which are to be taken behind the school walls. It is our compromise to instate a dynamic environmental education towards sustainability. As we know, the environmental education is one of the best resources in order to empower citizens. This year, Portugal will have a national environmental education strategy, which will establish and set priority themes, recommendations and financial resources for environmental education projects and programs. Having this said, a lot of strong recognition and motivational incentive to teachers and educators, those who are truly the conductors of this collective sustainable exercise on the behalf of the Portuguese Environmental Agency, I will close in sending out a word of incentive to all young environmental reporters and their monitors, and of course wish you all a good meeting.
Eko kutak.
Program Mladi ekoreporteri. U posljednjih par godina njim obuhvaćeno preko 250.000 studenata u 34 zemlje svijeta. Procenjuje se da je bar 5 miliona ljudi na neki način bilo u kontaktu sa radovima mladih ekoreportera. Od prošle godine poseban naglasak u programu daje se na 17 ciljeva održivog razvoja Ujedinjenih nacija do 2030. godine. Direktorka programa Mladi ekoreporteri, Gošća Ljušček, predstavila je teme ovogodišnjeg skupa.
The leading theme for this NOM is strengthen YRE as a program in a professional development and to reach more countries and youth. To reach more countries, it's not means only that I will invite new countries. It means to work also deeply in the countries with other networks, with other opportunities that you can use to have more schools and students. These global educational trends, there will be a leading session for tomorrow, and Lucia will present the research that she has done, and we will also, Antonio will work on YRE evaluation, and we can see how, what is the best way for YRE development for the future, how we can should present our program to have all these aspects of education and all the methodology of YRE make sure that it's implemented and the students are getting knowledge and they are developing through the program. We'll try to educate teachers because this is our target group that we actually, I have feeling it's a little abandoned in our program because we are targeting our students, but we want our program to be at the school ground, to be linked to the school curricula, to be like a program that is implemented daily as a part of school. So let's try to find some way how we can reach them and make them happy in the program. We aim to develop a YRE program to promote education for sustainable development and work through this SDGs. We will be working to increase our skills as well, and there will be session about photography. Some of you are very, very experienced, but these sessions, it's also to have some inspiration how you can run the workshop with students. So it will be done in that way, so be open on new development on this. We will be talking about school collaboration, YRE competition and the new YRE yearly teams. About working through other networks like scouts, sport clubs, if we should expand our program to age 25 and work with universities, and if we with universities, what type of universities? All, maybe only journalistic, so we have to discuss it. And if YRE is an option for eco schools, for schools that are so many years in the programs, maybe they want to try something new. Or for LEAF schools that also need to present their work on national and international level. We will be happy to have more countries. So everybody who is thinking to join, please, we are a very nice program. And I'll be working also on this, trying to spread information to other members and use the opportunities to present YRE at other meetings when we have organizations during the last General Assembly. And actually from that meeting, when we had the chance, I had the chance to present program to other members, we have few new countries, for example, Spain joined after that, and Singapore. We will use this opportunity more. We will work with other networks, and we will work to promote global education on sustainable development goals to play important role on this global development. I think it's a real chance for YRE to be the program that is well known through all the 17 SDGs.
Svoja iskustva u razvoju programa Mladi ekoreporteri u proteklih 20 godina predstavila je Margarida Gomez, nacionalna koordinatorka programa Eko škole i Mladi ekoreporteri u zemlji domaćinu.
In Portugal we have been running this program for more than 20 years now. So it began in 1996. Now it has about 100 schools. It has about 32,000 students. And in these numbers, we have about 45 freelancers now. So we disseminate the program for schools and for freelancers as the same. The most important thing is our national seminar. So in our national seminar, we do it every year, normally in November, and we try to reach as many YRE as we can. We invite per school four people, or five people, students and teachers. Normally we have one-third teachers, two-thirds students, so more students than teachers. It's 2 days. They stay during 2 days, they sleep in a school that where we can find place for them. We do it with the municipality help, and they don't pay nothing to come, and we try with the municipality to arrange all the facilities for that. The teachers also have their own teachers training and certified teachers training for that. And I think the most important from this annual meeting is to empower and to motivate the network, because it's in that meeting also that we give the awards from last year, so, and we ask schools to show why they were awarded and to talk about what they have done. So for the newcomers it's quite inspiring to be in those meetings. An another strong point missing from our program in Portugal, and I think it's through this activity that we are engaging and keep the youngs in this program with enthusiasm. That's what I believe. So, as you know, mission is to send someone out to be a special report. They work in groups, and we have different kinds of missions. So, mainly in natural areas or rural areas, then in music festivals, and also other missions, like in zoos. Another kind of missions, we can do them because we have a partnership with a music festival. It's called Rock in Rio. It's a festival that is fighting for a better world. So they have lots of sustainability concerns. So we have been doing several missions with them each 2 years. Young people especially like this kind of missions because they can be there, they have fun, they work a lot, they do lots of reports, and they have music during all these days. We opened every year these missions to international young reporters. So if you want to send your young reporters, you can send them to us. All you have to do is to pay their trip, and we arrange everything when they arrive. So maybe this year, I don't know, we have some from Israel, Cyprus, and Turkey. Cijenimo sve što nas okružuje i pomozimo malo. Da za vrijeme koje dolazi sve ostane zdravo. Eko kutak.
Tokom trodnevnog rada predstavnici 30 nevladinih organizacija širom svijeta predstavili su svoja iskustva i rezultata u sprovođenju ovog programa koji se već 2 decenije odvija pod okriljem Fundacije za ekološku edukaciju. Posebno formirane radne grupe bavile su se razvojem ovog programa u narednom periodu i posebnom fokusu na profesore kako bi im se olakšao rad i angažovanje u ovom programu. Predstavnici organizacija iz Rumunije, Grčke i Maroka predstavili su aktivnosti u svojim zemljama. A evo kako je to izgledalo prošle godine na velikoj svjetskoj konferenciji COP22, gdje su i mladi ekoreporteri imali svoje mjesto. O tome je izvijestila Kenza Kalafi iz fondacije Mohamed VI.
All Marrakesh was focused on this COP. So we took this opportunity, we asked the eco schools. So the second part of our participation to the COP, we asked the eco schools nationwide to send us all the recycled piece of art. So we had a bus that was in one of the garden restored by the foundation, and we put inside like a small exhibition of the 12 region of Morocco. It was amazing. So in total we had 1,500 students coming from the 7th to the 18th of November to the garden and visiting Marrakesh, accompanied by almost 100 teachers from around 24 schools. Also, the final project was with UNESCO. It is an exhibition that is worldwide turning around the world, but there is also an exhibition, the same one in Morocco, now it is circulating. It is about the Young Reporters Eco Schools program, but also a specific program of the foundation, like the Paraglobe of Marrakesh.
Na svjetskoj konferenciji u Marakešu bila je i mlada ekoreporterka Joana Pedro.
It was absolutely amazing, and I thank you, Fee, because it was for me and Filippo, that was the other YRE that has been there with me. Really interesting to see the culture in Morocco, and also to know all about the projects that people from all over the world have been involved in. And we had the opportunity to do interviews, to research the venue, and really to be in touch on the set and on the real spot where everything changes and where the change starts after all. Well, for me, I think we as teenagers and as youth are very important for the change. But we have to think also about what our grandfathers did and what our parents did without thinking about it. Because they all had behaviors that were already green, as we call it now, that were normal for them. So maybe we have to learn about it with them and apply it to our present. And I think that we have a lot to learn, and I speak for myself. I learned a lot at the COP. I met a lot of people, and it is only the beginning, I think. I already changed a lot of stuff in my daily lives, but I intend to change a lot more in my university and in my local city. And I think that YRE is a really important project, but not YRE alone, because I think eco schools also can have a real significance in our lives as youngsters, because some of us don't have the opportunity to think about how the environment is important. And FI gives us the script, and we take the lead role on playing on the set what changes can be made today and on the future. Maybe small projects like what you saw downstairs can take a difference in Portugal, and maybe you can share it in your country with your students. And that's pretty amazing, I think.
Posebno zanimljiv dio ovogodišnjeg programa bila je i izložba nagrađenih radova na nacionalnim i međunarodnim takmičenjima koje su osvojili portugalski mladi eko-reporteri. Jednu od tih ekipa predstavljao je i tim srednje škole Oficina.
We have five courses. We have communication, marketing, public relations and publicity, which is the one I'm from. We have multimedia, we have graphic design 3D, we have also informatics and audiovisuals. Our school has been in IRE for about 5 years now, and we have a lot of initiatives and activities we do that are linked with our project, Be Green.
So Be Green is an ecological film festival. It's a contest created by our school and managed by our school since 2011. The main goal of this project is to raise awareness for the environmental issues we go through every day, and we mostly for the young people, because I speak from experience, and we just like pass aside that, so we just forget about those issues, and it's important. Any student from 13 to 21 years old can participate in this project. They have to participate doing a video spot, 40 seconds, about an issue, about a theme. Every year we have a theme for this project, and the students, the group, has to create a spot talking about the issue. This year's theme is actually the local effect, which is the actions we do today and we do here have consequences in other places, in other ages, in other times. So it's an important issue.
Svoja iskustva u programu predstavila je i profesorka iz jedne osnovne škole u mjestu Vila Nova Gaja.
We always have students who enjoy learning, investigation and visiting places. Yes, they like that. We have in this moment a small teachers team. We are only three in this project: geography, science and English. So we have a library, we have 20 computers with internet, we can go there with our class to search, and we have some basic equipment. Only this, we don't have external microphone, it's very hard to shoot an interview, so it's not easy. We select the issues to develop with this methodology. We suggest places or institutions to visit, we think about someone interesting to interview, select the information sources. This is very important. Students need to be very cautious with the information. And we establish contacts to allow us to do reports. And we need to tell them the work will be published in the internet. And sometimes they don't like it very much. And industry, for example, doesn't like to see any camera around. Yeah, this year, I've sent 10 emails, and one allow us to film and do a report. Na vikend, u tijenu.
Kutak.
U Gimarajšu je osnovan Portugal, a značaj ovog grada potvrdio je i UNESCO 2001. godine kada je njegov istorijski centar uključen u listu svjetske kulturne baštine. 2012. Gimarajš je bio i evropska prijestolnica kulture, što je svakako doprinjelo razvoju ovog grada na sjeveru Portugala. A gradske vlasti odlučile su da se nominuju za zelenu prijestolnicu Evrope. Postupak je započet 2014. godine, a sve bi trebalo da rezultira 2020. dobijanjem ove laskave titule. Ove aktivnosti predstavila je Izabela Freitas Loureiro ispred Laboratorije za pejzaž, koja je stručna tehnička jedinica gradskih vlasti u ovom postupku.
In 2014, the city hall requested from the University of Minho diagnostic of the environmental situation of the city. And the University of Minho used the 12 indicator areas that are integrated in the formulary for the European Green Capital Candidacy. And well, the results in some areas were good, but in other areas were not so good. So we take this as a challenge, and in 2015, mayor, together with the rector, decided to establish a master plan in terms of sustainable development territory. At the Eco 21 Award, an award by Hawaii, was very important in this process because it is like a monitoring tool that the City Hall is using to monitorize the improvement in each indicator area. And in the first time that we applied, we get to the 8th position, and this time we get the 3rd position. So we can say that we are the 3rd most sustainable municipality in Portugal. In 2017, this year, we are going to submit the candidacy to the Commission, and in September, that's why we are a little tired, because we have plenty of work, if you can imagine. And the award is going to be, if we get the chance to win, it will be for 2020. So we are going to apply to the European Green Capital Award 2020.
Mladí reportéri pre životné prostredie.
Mladí ekoreportéri.
Tiner reporter pentru mediul înconjurător.
Oni istražuju lokalne ekološke probleme.
Gohebori Vang, Aurorom Galhed.
Jeune reporter pour l'environnement.
Jas reporterler, Korshahan Ortanum Nam.
Oni predlažu moguća rješenja.
Scholen voor duurzaamheid.
Nee, dimosiografie gaat op perivallon.
Chevening en sozulere.
Oni izvještavaju o lokalnim ekološkim pitanjima.
Maldi reportera di okružajuće srede.
Giornalisti Zara all'ambiente.
Oni su mladi ekoreporteri. Međunarodna omladinska mreža Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju.
Budite mladi ekoreporteri!
Rok za predaju radova je 5. mart 2017. godine. Ovo specijalno izdanje Eko Kutka pripremio je Saša Karajović. Programska podrška emisije EKOM, Udruženje za ekološki konsulting u Crnoj Gori.